promote every week. That would be lovely. We still want the ball on the perimeter, though, right, Dre?
You know what? That's a game plan change with the short week. What do you do to a few days to prepare?
Well, the onus is on us. We got to get in here early tomorrow and knock out these sore little bumps and bruises and get to watching film right away. And, you know, it's a tough turnaround, but, you know, teams do it every week now from starting in, what, November 11th or something like that. So it's a part of the game.
Greg, was a long time coming to get a big catch like that, catching run?
It was, actually. Felt good just to get the ball in the hands and be able to make a play afterwards. Felt good to be in the slot, man. I see how Dry feel now. That slot is nice.
How antsy had you been to have those type of plays? I know it's been a while since like week three at St. Louis and such.
Well, you're not antsy. It's all about what we're doing. We're a well-balanced team. You're not going to have that guy that just really stands out. Last week, I think everybody had four catches with like 50 yards. You know, so that's the type of balanced offense we like to have. And you got a lot of playmakers, a lot of guys going to get their hands on the ball. And that's the way you win. You win with a team. You don't win with just one or two players.
So no longer frustrated?
Oh, no. When you're winning, that's the only thing that matters.
How important was it to keep the momentum going after last week?
It was huge. Mike talks about it all the time, about stacking success. And we were able to stack success. Got a great fan base here. It's always great to feed them a win every time we step on Lambeau. So that felt great.
Ryan Grant talked about you guys being maybe more focused in practice, with kind of an emphasis. Is that something you saw paying off in this one?
Definitely. Our mental preparation this week was high. We had some things that didn't go the way we wanted to in practice, but I think guys stepped up their film study. And their mental preparation, and we were able to swing that over to the field today.
And how does that translate now to a short week?
It translates huge in a short week because that's what you have to rely on the players to do. Mental preparations, we're not going to get out on the field a lot. You're not going to have a whole ton of reps, so we got to keep the game plan short and simple and sweet and to the point. But we definitely got to do a lot of studying on film. Those guys can play. They put up a lot of points today. The defense is up and down, but they can make plays. So we definitely have to watch and see what they do differently than the first time we met up with them.
Greg, you talked about the short passing and how effective that was, obviously, in the first half.
Short passes, that's what we thrive off of, just getting the ball in our hands and us making plays after we get the ball in our hands. We try to push that as much as we can, just get the ball and we get guys in space and then we make people miss.
Your touchdown, just make them play after catch?
That's all it is. Guys getting blocks down the field, springing other guys. Jordy got a great block on that. James got a great block on that play. Aaron got me the ball in a great position to where I can cut back, and great things happen when you get the ball into our hands in space.
Do you have a sense of the snap field that might be a good play? You guys were five wide there and you missed our mark.
Yeah, when we go big four, that brings a smile on everyone's face. We like to see each other in that huddle. Yeah.
Does the last two games remind you at all of 07, the way you guys ran offense in 07? Because that was more spread, shorter passes, run after the catch.
A lot of dink and dunk, a lot of quick three steps, trying to get the ball in guys' hands. I think that's what we have to do. We know our strengths, we know our weaknesses, and we have to play to our strengths. And our strength is getting the ball out of Aaron's hands and letting us make plays. But again, we have to make plays, not only with the ball in our hands, but blocking for the guy who gets the ball in their hands. And we have to be able to run the ball to be effective.
You were making a living off the defense for a while. Was he just taking that away, basically? Is that why you had to go to something different?
Well, yeah. I get a lot of halves my way, so I see a lot of safety help. A lot of it can be frustrating, but as long as we're getting guys open and we're still moving the ball, you got to live with it. You know, you got to take one for the team. I see how guys feel now when they get that safety help. It's like, look, can you just give me one time, one shot, or just a man-to-man coverage, something? But it's all a part of the game. You got to be able to read defenses and react to what they show you.
Greg, So is that the way to get the ball in your hands then, is to go with the shorter stuff?
I think that's the way to get the best way to get the ball in one of our hands is just the short game. We've been the last couple of weeks, that's been a huge emphasis. The three-step game, quick game, just trying to get the ball in each one of our hands and just get us out in space against their perimeter guys.